This is the Don and Mike Show.
Elin has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Oh, it's Friday night.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mama, wait!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right, look out.
Whoa, look out, look out,
look out. Here we go.
Suck on that, losers.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
What do you like, Letterman?
Vagina!
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
The goal was 300 calls today. It was a lofty goal.
Lofty goal.
But I always think when you ask Letterman what he likes, you should at least ask Regis what he likes as well.
Letterman?
Vagina!
And Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Thank you. We've tried for 300 calls. Now, we're going to go with the last two breaks today with Buzz's News.
Yes. Right.
So I'm going
so
to
this
just,
is it.
I'm going to give myself a placebo and say that we could have taken an extra 100 calls during the last two breaks of the news.
All right.
Let's just see how far we can get.
Well, fair enough.
If we got more than 100 calls in 3 hours of the show today.
So you're saying how many calls could we take during the last two breaks?
I'm guessing when I'm lying to myself that we could take 150 calls.
All right.
If we did them all rapid fire, higher
so
on
that
the
would
air,
mean our total would be
close to 300.
Close to 300.
But that's not going to happen because, like, the time that I've taken right now,
but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the time we've taken to say this,
people might help us.
We could have taken 10 calls.
Well, we're broadcasters. We do have to broadcast.
And besides, Mike, it's a bloodbath today in town. It's a bloodbath at all these radio stations. Do you know that they fired every disc jockey at WJZW, the jazz station?
Right.
They fired almost everybody at WMAL at the news station, including Chris Core. Gosh, that's just too bad. He certainly doesn't deserve that.
Right.
They canned the news director, 25-year veteran. Let me see. Oh, and the morning guys. Good luck. They haven't been fired yet. But they're like one step away from just canning them and putting Don Imus on in the morning.
Okay. So it's all happening today.
Yeah, it's a day. It's a sad day for radio.
Sure is.
Stop it, Chris. It's a sad day when anybody gets canned in radio.
Behave yourself, Tom.
And there was a whole bunch of people that got canned today.
Yeah.
So except for Chris Core, that's too bad.
Bloodbath. Yes, Chris Core, we go back a long way with him.
He's an STAIN on my CROTH.
KEC.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
And keep eating Republican C.
Guess
Chris.
That's a little reinvention didn't work for him.
No.
Pretending to be a right-wing talker.
It worked for a while. It saved his ass for a couple of years on
sure.
the station.
Of course.
Because remember Chris Core, first off, he comes out in our stool because he did an afternoon show against Mike and I when we first started 23 years ago. Him and the other guy.
Bill
had
Trumbull,
show,
right? Other guy who was a nice guy.
The
Very
two
nice
for the
guy.
Road show. So when we destroyed them, the one guy quits and moves away, and then it's just Chris Core.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets canned from Afternoon Drive, mm-hmm. and he got put, like, on, was it late nights?
I have no idea when the guy was on. I never listened to him.
And then they moved him around, like, to the middle of the day, and anyway.
Where was he? What was he, middays? Is that what he was doing?
It says 9 until noon.
9 to noon.
That's the time slot he did now. Anyway, bye-bye. See you later.
So long.
Bye-bye.
You know, I mean, when you listen to the content of that station, I wish I could feel worse than I do.
I feel bad for all the disc jockeys at the jazz station.
I feel bad for any disc jockeys
that were fired.
When you have a management, an ownership change that comes in, and they, you know, they wield the hatchet. That's a very
and all they're going to do on both of these stations, on the jazz station that's oldies, they're just going to run Scott Shannon's oldies show that he runs out of his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, no offense, Shannon,
right.
but it's something you do absolutely on the cheap, and they can do the same thing with WMAL. They're going to put on Imus, which is owned by that company now,
mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh, owned by that company, they'll just turn on a switch. There'll be no live people there in radio.
Wow.
That'll be it. That's too bad for all those people, except Chris Core.
So more watered-down radio, cost-cutting.
So, Chris, gosh, isn't that funny how things worked out? All the things that went on in my life and in your life, but still, I outlasted you. How about that, bastard? I didn't get fired. I quit. And I didn't quit like your other partner quit on you because I hate Mike. Yeah. Like, because there's things going on in my life, man. Chris. Mm-hmm. Chris, you pussy.
I remember we met him together one time at that little TV station, and he was kind of a ween.
Sure he was.
That's all I remember.
Yeah. He, like everyone in town, dated my wife before I dated her. So he was, well, come
so
on,
it's personal. It's personal with you.
Sure it is. Absolutely sure, personal. Sure. You big pussy. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Everyone else I feel bad about.
Of course.
Hey, Chris, let it go. Let it out. Let it out. Let out the way you really feel.
Chris Core, go to your little gingerbread house in Northwest D.C. Get out your canary yellow car. Tie another sweater around your neck. And just sit around and bemoan what your life could have been. Oh, if only I would have remembered I was a Democrat. Instead of pretending that I was just sucking Rush Limbaugh every day. Maybe you would have been the one guy that they would have said, maybe we got to keep this guy. Yeah. Sorry, Chris. Too bad.
Safe home.
Well, you know what? Maybe Tony Kornheiser needs a butt boy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mike, maybe you need a piss bucket boy.
No, thank you.
Would it be nice to have Chris Core be your piss boy, though?
I'm afraid he skews just a wee bit older than I'm looking for.
He'd be your piss man, not a piss boy.
And I don't mean it that way. I mean, really, I just not really. I'm not yet looking for the listeners that are 65 and up. Love to have them.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Love to have everybody, but you know, no. Really.
What does it say here? Part of a massive comeback. Uh-huh. It's not personal.
Comeback or cutback?
Cutback.
Ah.
It says a bloodbath at Citadel Talker, WMAL today. Chris Core has been let go, and WMAL promptly erased him from its website. We're told that it's not personal. Right.
So well, like, it's never personal, right?
Never is.
They take your name off the website 2 hours after they fire you, but it's not personal.
Not personal at all.
What's his quote? Oh, here's a quote from Chris Core.
Oh, good.
Oh, he has a quote?
I'm okay with it. They were very generous with me.
Ah.
It's been a great run.
Has it really? Has it been a great run? Looking at Mike and I in front of you for the last 23 years? You piece of crap.
Let it out. Let it all out.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. There's something I wish I could say, but I would be betraying a confidence.
Gotcha.
Let me just say, there is one topic that separates Republicans from Democrats. One topic in particular.
Ah.
You could go to just about anybody and say, what's a deal breaker? And I'm not talking about the war in Iraq.
Right, no.
And I'm not talking about the economy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shelley.
Pretty interesting, Mike. It's pretty interesting for a guy who screams.
That's why they call you on his show.
Well, when you got a guy who's screaming from the highest mountaintop, yeah. You know, I'm a Republican. I believe everything with the Republicans. Well, gosh, I guess we're forgetting 30 years ago, aren't we, Chris? Or did you think I didn't know about that?
I think he'll get that message, right?
I think so.
He'll understand.
Chris, if you get a chance to come back, try being true to yourself. Try that. Try not sucking the teat of Rush Limbaugh. Just come back and say, you know what? Of course I'm a Democrat because, well, I support
that.
And the reason I support that is, well, mm-hmm. Chris, you know.
You know.
You know.
We love the dance.
Plus, I'm just looking at his picture, his publicity picture.
Still look cross-eyed?
Yeah, and he's holding his face up with the chin, like, "Oh, I'm just Chris Core. Nothing really bothers me. I'll say whatever Rush Limbaugh says today because it'll save my job for another week." Yeah, you tool. Please, you big phony Barbie house. You all the time, Chris, phony baloney. Well, you know who will be the ultimate arbiter on that?
Who?
Little man named God. That's it. Pep talk over.
There you go. How'd that feel?
Felt pretty good.
There you go. You're going to miss that.
Felt pretty good. I will miss that.
You're going to miss that.
Well, but after I leave, I'd be able to just call him up on the phone. But I would never. I'd never have the balls to do that. I'd never have the balls to do that. But my God, what a hypocrite. And I'm a hypocrite, too, but I admit it. So at least I think there's something that's honest about that.
Of course.
Right. I'm honest in saying that.
Well, you know,
and also,
there's other stuff, too, that I remember over the years. I really do. Just stuff said, things done, little tiny stuff where you know, no love lost. That's all I remember. But it was so long ago that it's hard to keep track.
All I can tell you, Chris, is that every single secret that you ever told Frida that she swore to you she would never tell anybody? She told me the first night I was banging her. The first night I was banging her, when I put the ring on her finger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The ring that she gave back to you.
But well, that's right. Really personal.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Do we, Chris?
Right.
Because you're a Republican, and you support everything the Republicans support. Choice. Choice is an important word. Why are you guys all being quiet?
Because you're right. You speak the truth.
This is your party, Shelley.
It is an important word.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. It was. I was kind of joining you in the party, but then you started spinning the records yourself on this one. You enjoy it. And you know what? This one's you.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is yours.
It's all yours.
100%,
man. I mean, I didn't like the guy because I met him that one time at the TV station.
I don't know.
And he used to say crap about us, mm-hmm. Both on his show and to other people.
Yeah.
But, hey, your history. Yeah. You go back to medieval times with this guy.
Anyway, I wish none of those other people bad. That's awful for radio. It's too bad that more people are losing their jobs and being replaced by computers. Mm-hmm. But Chris Cora, that's a beautiful thing. That's a great thing. I call that justice. And I know up in heaven right now, Frida's looking down and saying, ha! That's why. Liar.
Liar.
Liar. Really? Well, look, now what's happened to the time? I've done a tribute to a fallen broadcaster, Mike.
You have.
We've eaten a tearful tribute. We've eaten up all of this time.
A very, very heartwarming tribute.
To a fallen comrade.
Are we going to take any calls during this segment at all just to say we did?
150?
How many do we need to get to 150?
We're not going to get there.
Like 40. We need 40.
40. Oh, my God.
Ain't going to happen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Well, Chris Cora should have thought about things 30 years ago.
His fault.
Maybe we wouldn't be running late.
That's
huh?
right. His fault.
Mm-hmm. I got a great joke.
I'm going to delete that out. Okay, Rob. You know, sometimes I don't need your help. It's funny.
He's the guy that kicks him in the head.
I just hit the button myself. You and I think that's in poor taste.
What I
say? You what said I what say? I didn't say.
I just thought we should move on.
Filling in the blanks.
Thank you, Jackie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods. How
Howdy.
You doing?
Howdy. We're taking all calls for as long as we can manage it here.
That's great. Hey, I got a dilemma. My brother, he lives in Iowa.
So is Chris Cora. Really, it's a moral dilemma, really. It's more than anything, a moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
He's dating this really fat girl, and he proffered this term to me that I'd never heard before.
Is it don't break the seal?
It's called a bunt. Have you ever heard of a bunt?
A bunt?
A bunt.
She said...
Now, hold on. Yeah, I really want you to explain this, but try to be careful, okay?
Careful.
What is the bunt?
He said that she had a bunt, and a bunt is a belly that hangs below the seat.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
My buddy'd love that one. A bunt. Well, they all do. Yeah. I mean, really, if you're talking about the certain the fat girl quota, you know, at least at the poundage that my buddy was going with, they would all have a bunt.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Maybe that would work if you didn't have a phone that was dropping out.
Is the guy whistling?
The whistling.
He's doing that song that we were talking about last week.
Oh, right. Oh,
what was it, Rob? Right. Feel like I'm in the church. I really do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Coming near the end of this now. Hello?
Hello?
Winding down.
We need to talk about Kobe Bryant, LeBron James a little bit more.
Hobble.
That's terrible.
That's
absolutely terrible, y'all.
One more. Hi.
Sorry, Sir Charles. Wish we had more time.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, I'd like to be the first one to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Boy, thank you.
You are. You're the winner.
And that's
a great
win.
That's a great way to end the all-caller show.
Yeah. It was an all-caller show. Buzz, what is your total of calls taken in 3 hours of radio?
I counted 115 calls, all of them great.
Robbie, does that number jive with you?
Well, I also... also counted 115, but I didn't like caller 78.
All but one of them. Great.
Mike, we're going to officially go with 115 satisfied customers.
Very good. Hope everybody enjoyed it. We certainly did. It was marvelous. It was wonderful. Got a chance to chat with everybody. Hope we get to do it again real soon. And, you know, who knows?
4 years. Right. 4 years, we'll do it again.
Well, there'll be two guys in retirement at that point.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, let's go buzz aside now.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And that's not the secret about Chris Gore either.
No, no.
He does not have herpes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
So you think.
As far as I know.
We don't know.
Oh, you got some news over there, Buzz?
I sure do.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.